Thank you. It's a lovely turn to Geese in the Bog, so.
It is. John, you know what I love with it? Before it, The Walls of Liz Carroll. Do you know that one?
I don't know how it starts. I might
no,
know it.
It flows in. If you check it out, it just flows into Geese in the Bog, kind of like bread and butter.
The Walls of Liz Carroll. We'll look it up. Send an email to me, Yvette.
Okay.
All right? Because that, you know, because I got a head like a sieve, so. But and I am trying my best to not repeat tunes, so that we have different tunes every week. And we're going to get to a point where that's not possible. So maybe we'll try and get through the first 6 weeks with the minimal amount of repeats. And then the second 6 weeks, I may have no choice but to start repeating some stuff.
Are you planning on doing this for the next 4,000 years? Because you never run out of Irish tunes.
You know, I actually have probably easily 1,000 tunes somewhere in my vault. It's getting them out is the problem. I find myself in sessions in different parts, regional parts of the country. People will play different tunes. And so people would start a tune that I haven't played maybe in 30 years. And I'll just be able to play it like that because it's in my vault. But I can't remember how they start, you know. And so that's why I have to write out the music sometimes. So I remember how, not the tune, but how just how it starts. So, all right, let's do a couple more hornpipes, eh? What do you think? So let's do the, speaking of remembering how to start tunes, the Off to California. And what do we have that with? Off to California and, The Rights of Man. Oh, that's good. So they're both in the same key, I think, in G, but I think, is it? So, off to California and then. John Casey, how are you? You made it.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good, man.
Good to see you, my friend.
Me too, buddy.
All right, so here we go. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Isn't that the I think that's the one, that's the tune the Horselips made famous, isn't it? The Rights of Man. And but they're all great tunes. I love them all. So I say that after every set of tunes. So, how we doing, David? Nice to see you, bud.
Just great. Glad to be here.
So, Pippa, how are you doing? You having fun yet? We can't hear you.
Mute. Yes, I'm enjoying it. It's good. It's the pace. This is good for me. I'm at the right. Yeah, it's good.
Now, where are you from? It.
What?
Where are you tuning in from?
I'm in Columbia, but I'm English originally.
Right.
So I'm in Columbia, Missouri.
So what part of England?
I was born south of London. Glasgow. Yeah. What's it called? Crawley, Sussex.
Oh, yeah. I was born in Islington.
All right. That's close. Yeah. Not too far.
Yeah. No, yeah. But we talk a little different than you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, North London.
Well, I grew up in Australia. Actually, I was in Canberra, Australia when I was a kid.
Oh, really? So you should get together with Deb because she's in Australia.
Yeah, I saw that. Perth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perth. Perth. Is that how they say it, Deb? Perth.
Perth. Not Perth. It's like purse, but with a lisp. Perth.
Okay. Charles. Good to
That's
see
not
you.
How they say it in Perth Amboy.
Perth Amboy, right.
Anyway, late breaking news. The what? Chieftains are going to be at Biden's inauguration.
I saw that.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay.
I saw that on Facebook or Twitter.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's probably at least the second. Maybe even the third president that he played for.
Oh, my God. I'm unbelievable.
All right. Well, let's do Music in the Glen and Anderson's Reel, okay? So I played in a band. Oh, we got tons of time. We're going through these tunes really quickly here. I played in a band in Connecticut called Music in the Glen. And they started, I don't know what year they started, but my best friend in Connecticut, Joe Heron, was 16 when they started the band. He plays an electric bass, a Gretsch. He got an original, for you guitar players out there, an original Gretsch, 1964, I think. And he still plays it today, worth a bit of money. But Bobby Gardner was the first accordion player in the band because Bobby lived in Connecticut for about 11 years. And then, of course, I don't know if Mary is still there. If Mary left us, there you are. So Mary knows Music in the Glen pretty good. She was at many a Cayley with us. So we had some good times. So I'm going to play, in honor of Music in the Glen, we'll play the band will play Music in the Glen. And I have it with Anderson's Reel. There's a great version of that tune. A lot of you may have the LP already, but in Noel Hill and Tony Lennon play a great version of Anderson's Reel on that record. So if you have that record, you should look it up because it's really fabulous. So anyway, Music in the Game. Claire, where are you tuning in from? You gotta unmute yourself there for a second. I can't hear you. Just unmute your.
I'm from Wexford in Ireland.
Oh, so whereabouts?
In Duncannon.
Duncannon.
Near the Hook Lighthouse.
You know, my father's a Blackwater man.
I know, I heard that.
Yeah. I posted a picture of the Blackwater Mummers right before the session started.
Really?
And I played with for the Blackwater Mummers in 1973, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be about an hour from Blackwater.
Yeah, Yeah, and well, I have family too in Folks Mills, and
oh, it's only over the road from me. Yeah.
And Yoletown.
In Yoletown, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play music with Liz Cassidy, Mary King?
I have a recording of Liz King and me when we were 12 years old at the White's Hotel.
Okay, Wexford, yeah.
And they had the session they call it, uh-huh. Right? And they performed, and we went out into the hallway. First time I met her, because she was beautiful too. I mean, gorgeous young girl, and she played John Brennan's "On the Tin Whistle" for me.
On the whistle, yeah.
And that's how I learned that tune, was from a recording my father did of her, fabulous player. And then of course Mary on the piano.
Yeah, yeah.
But Liz's daughter is a great concertina player.
That's right. She lives just beside me here. Yeah.
I haven't seen her in years. I was over there. Sorry, everybody. Just give us a second here. I was over there a few years ago, and we played in the Horse and Hound.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And,
did you know that Liz had died?
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad.
But, yeah, yeah. That's where Liz was my music teacher.
Was she really?
Yeah.
She was incredible.
Lovely girl.
Such a talent. And for everybody here, Wexford doesn't get enough recognition for the great music that it has. And I used to go, when I was a kid, I'd go to Butler's of Broadway.
Oh, yeah, that's where my husband is from.
Yeah, and I played music with a guy called Peter Bates.
He was from Kilmore.
Yeah, and he was probably in his 80s then, or close to it. And, of course, Leo Carty.
Leo Carty, yeah.
Was a great lilter and mouth organ player. So my father recorded, if I can get it together, I played it actually a month ago on my reel-to-reel. Leo Carty, can you imagine this, everybody? Leo Carty lilting the Mason's Apron with piano accompaniment. He's that good. He had piano accompanying. And it's brilliant. Anyway. Sorry.
And I have to put in a plug here for my bestie, Tom Dunn, who is from Wexford.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And, of course, has probably lived more years in New York than in Wexford, but still carries the Wexford tradition with him.
Right. Yeah, I knew Tom back home when I was a kid. All right.
Really?
Before I forget what we're going to play, Music in the Glen and Andersons.